This Saturday in Franklin County, hospital personnel and first responders are putting on the first ever Outdoor Safety Day. Shirley Spangler is the Emergency Preparedness Coordinator of Franklin Hospital in Benton, and she points out that there are many basic first aid techniques you can do to treat some of the more minor summer afflictions like mosquito bites or a brush with poison ivy. And with more information, you can learn when to call 911 and when not to.
Many of the things can be taken care of at home. And most people, if they have some information, they can look at that rather than panic and call 911.
Roberta Williams, a licensed clinical professional counselor at Franklin Hospital, says a tragic drowning on Wren Lake several years ago, which claimed the lives of two family members, pushed her and her colleagues to do all they can to keep people safe.
A couple of years ago, we had a pretty significant event on Wren Lake where there was a drowning and of several family members, and it touched a lot of the staff here and a lot of the first responders, EMS, and it became very near and dear to my heart to provide a program here at Franklin Hospital to try to prevent these crises from happening. So this year is our first ever Outdoor Safety Day, and our goal is to try to save lives.
Williams adds that because of its unique location, Franklin Hospital is busy during boating season.
We see a lot of accidents being close to Wren Lake. Our emergency staff has noted that we tend to struggle with remembering that alcohol and boating is not a good combination.
The Illinois State Police will be there with their distracted driver golf cart. And Benton Fire Chief Shane Cockrum says the kids will really like what's there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we get the fire trucks up here. We try to make it a fun day, and we'll have them on the fire truck. I tell them it can be their personal jungle gym. And so we get them on there. We spray a little water. We do a little of that thing, let them put on the gear. And, if we can make them a little safer, and who knows, we might even develop the next future Benton firefighter. And so that'd be cool if we could do that, too.
Saturday's event in Benton starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, and to learn more, see the flyer posted on our website. I'm Kevin Boucher.